Good morning, everybody. I'm Luke Stamey, and I'm your host of the Space Travel Podcast. I just wanted to come with to y'all this morning with a quick little episode, just doing a little update on what's been going on with SpaceX and a couple other things in the past few days. We did see Go Miss Tree and Go Miss Chief return to port with fairings aboard, but unfortunately, the have seemed to have been fished out and not caught. One half was broken, probably due to the impact, but if you look in the photos by @GregScott photo, he takes some awesome pictures of this stuff. You get a really good look at the internal components of those fairings and how complicated they truly are. You know, when we see them on the rocket, they just look like a shell. You know, you don't really think about how much time and effort and engineering goes into building those fairing halves. So it's awesome. I still think it's extremely fascinating that SpaceX has even figured out a way to coordinate those ships with their nets to be in the right position to catch those fairings. Because even though those fairings are large, when you're talking about something flying back down from space and catching it with a net on the ocean, that's pretty amazing, considering that you do kind of have some speed limitations as far as how fast those big boats can move through the water and whatnot. So it's not like you're making major adjustments, you know, as far as your location. Even though Miss Tree and Miss Chief are impressive ships, I'm sure, they probably are still limited by their speed. I did see a thread on Twitter where Elon kind of commented in on some people's talk about going to Mars and when the first cargo and crew crafts were going to be going to the surface. It looks like 2022 is still when Elon's going to shoot for the first cargo mission to Mars. Extremely excited about that. That is going to be so captivating and, in my personal opinion, so unifying for humanity, you know, to finally achieve something that big from a private space company is supposed to be, or commercial space company is supposed to be just amazing. And then Elon did say that in 2024 will be the first crewed mission to Mars. That's when he's shooting for. That is Elon time. We can adjust for, you know, however we want with that, but I like setting the goal in my mind how Elon has it in his mind. You know, Elon has achieved some amazing things, so I don't have any reason to doubt his ability or his crew's ability to make that happen. I did see him touch on some prices as far as tickets to go to the moon, Mars, Leo, and all that. So it says, as of right now, the approximate cost would be about $250,000 for a ticket to Mars, about $100,000 to the moon, $50,000 to low Earth orbit. Now, remember, these are targeted costs. So, you know, we'll see once time gets here on what those real costs actually are. It seems like Starship development in Boca Chica is really ramping back up after their little explosion they had there. After the explosion they had, they got the old launch mount out. They have set a new launch mount into place, and I am really hoping that we'll see SN5 roll out tomorrow, on Monday, to the launch pad and get set into place for testing. I'm curious as to what serial number Raptor they'll use on SN5, but I do know that SN5 is the one that is slotted for the hop and whatnot. But as always, we're going to need to go through the regular pressure testing and all that before Starship SN5 will be ready for the hop. So, fingers crossed for the pressure testing. You know, that's always kind of one of those nervous times. We'll see. Maybe Elon and his crew will we'll push this one to the targeted bar level that they were wanting to get all the other ones at. I think last time, if I remember correctly, they only pushed SN4 to 7.5 bar. I do remember Elon talking about 8 or 8.5 bar at one point in time, so we'll see. Maybe they'll be able to push it up there and finally achieve that first talked about bar level. So if anybody has any tips, advice, anything like that, hit me up on Twitter at LukeStamey20, and I'd love to hear from y'all. You know, I don't do this at all for the money or anything. I do this because I just hope that there's people out there that enjoy listening to this. So hit me up there with any tips or anything like that. I do want to take this time right now to do a special shout out to at Sci-Fi Painter on Twitter. Guys, he makes some awesome astrology paintings by hand. Just beautiful work. Not to mention, he is an absolutely incredible person. So check him out on Twitter if you can, and appreciate his art, because he puts a lot of hard work into it. And I just want to personally say to Sci-Fi Painter, thank you, sir. I appreciate everything you do, and I also appreciate you bringing such a smile to my kid's face. That's great. And lastly, but not least, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for listening. It really does mean a lot to me. If you like the podcast and you want to support it, head over to anchor.fm/Luke-Stamey and hit the support link. Or you can check out my GoFundMe, Inspiring People to Wonder About the Universe, and donate there if you wish. I think I might work on getting a Patreon set up, but that might be down the line when the listener base is a little bit more. But once again, I can't say this enough. I really appreciate it to everyone out there listening. This is so much fun for me. I really enjoy doing this, and I know y'all could be listening to any other podcast, and y'all chose mine. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. I wish y'all the best of days, and if you're in the South like I am, I hope everything's good for y'all during this big storm we got coming. I think it's supposed to hit land here before long, so I hope everyone's all right. Hit me up on Twitter, at LukeStamey20. If you want to send me an email, that is spacetravelpodcast@aol.com. Thank you, guys. This is Luke Stamey with the Space Travel Podcast, signing off.